This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Beethoven is a giant of classical music, and the most influential, too, at least when it comes to piano compositions. That's according to a study in the journal EPJ Data Science. If you're wondering how data analysis could determine something as intangible as cultural influence, it's worth remembering this.
The great thing about music is that it is the most mathematical of the art forms we actually can deal with, because a lot of it is symbolic. It's temporal, so we have like symbols. The music is derived using symbols that are connected in time.
Ju-Yong Park is a theoretical physicist by training and associate professor of culture technology at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology. Park and his colleagues collected 900 piano compositions by 19 composers, spanning the Baroque, classical, and Romantic periods from 1700 to 1910. Then, they used that mathematical quality to their advantage by dividing each composition into what they called code words, a group of simultaneously played notes, in other words, a chord. They then compared each chord to the chord or note that came after it, which allowed them to determine how creative composers were at coming up with novel transitions. The composer who won top marks for novelty, Rachmaninoff. But when the researchers looked at those chord transitions across all 19 composers, it was Beethoven who was the most heavily borrowed from, meaning at least among the composers in this analysis, his influence loomed the largest. Their study does come with a couple caveats. Again, the researchers only considered piano compositions in this work, not orchestral works. And by only studying chord transitions, their conclusions wouldn't capture artists who were influential in other ways.
It's well understood, I found out, that Mozart's contribution to evolution of music comes from the musical forms that he devised, and that was not very well captured by our mathematical modeling.
As for Park, the results convinced him he has some listening to do.
Of course, I do like Rachmaninoff's music, but I have to confess that I have listened to Beethoven way more than Rachmaninoff. So after this work came out, I ended up buying like this whole complete Rachmaninoff collection from Amazon and waiting for this collection to arrive.
Seems that Park turned a minor interest into a major commitment, in a key way. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.